of self and all others. And what's really interesting is Vulture is sitting partially inside your body and radiating out. So one of the things the spirits are saying is you are people who know unconditional love. You have a knowing of this. You have a knowing of sharing it. You have experiences of this. And what that contributes to when we follow the vulture, this is what you're generating. The fear, the unwarranted fears hold the imbalance in place. When we're waking up and awakening all the more fully of our capacity and knowing of unconditional love, we are generating something completely other than a hierarchical world and a judgment-based humanity and a fear-filled world. You are beings who, in your shiftings, you are generating an entirely new existence for yourself and other humans and all species on this planet. It just will happen naturally in the flow of getting untangled from the judgment and fear. And the conditioned fear I'm talking about is not an accurate alert to danger. We're distinguishing an accurate alert to a danger from addictive, habituated fears. That's that heightened state, hypervigilance, better move, stay on the run, come on, keep going, get with it, push, force, fight. We're generating a whole nother way of existing. And you are doing this. This is active. You have the capacities and you are engaging in this. And that can continue if you choose. So notice the places where you feel this in your life too. As we're well trained to aim all of our attention on the problems, we're well conditioned to always be labeling someone or other the problem. We're really well conditioned to blame and shame ourselves and others. And every moment you do something other than that in the direction of lovingness and respect and curiosity and honoring the existence of, which is not condoning and it's not condemning. It's something other than both of those. So this is where the movement is, and it's already in motion. So you want to see it. You want to notice it. Hang out in it for another bit so you grasp it and recognize it in the immense presence of the out of balance and the conversations about the out of balance and the efforts to perpetuate the out of balance. We want to notice this, or we'll think it's never happening. And this is where also relationships assist to help each other see. See the lovingness when it's present. Feel it. Pause a minute and feel it again. Notice where you have experiences of equity and sharing, inclusiveness, an invitation to very diverse and different and unique perspectives and points of view, a circle.